Hi there. I'm Paul Boger, host of KNPR State of Nevada. Enjoy this conversation from the show. If you like it, please follow us, and thanks.
A new report suggests another bad winter could spell disaster for the entire Colorado River Basin. I spoke with Alex Hager with KUNC Public Radio in Colorado to get the latest. Alex, thanks for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
A new report from experts across the basin say that if the Colorado River experiences another dry winter like last year, the whole basin's system could near collapse. Talk to me about this report. What does it actually say?
Basically, we have known for a long time that the amount of water stored in our major reservoirs, Lake Powell and Lake Mead, is going down, and it's going down fast. And really, the only way to fix that right now is to cut back on our demand, because the supply side is Mother Nature, and Mother Nature is putting less water in those reservoirs. For a while, those cutbacks to demand, we have expected them to come in 2026. That is when the current rules for managing the Colorado River expire, and the policymakers in charge of the Colorado River are going to come up with new ones to replace them. But this new report says things are getting so dire at Lake Powell specifically that we are going to need to move quicker than that. And they are calling on those policymakers to come up with a temporary solution that can hold us over until that 2026 deadline. And I think that really says just how rough things are getting at the reservoirs. The consequences here is that water could drop too low behind the dam that holds back Lake Powell to go through the hydropower turbines that generate electricity for millions of people across seven states. And if it drops even lower than that, it could go too low to pass through the dam at all, meaning that the water that flows into Lake Mead, the water that supplies Las Vegas and Los Angeles and Phoenix, it would not be coming in the quantity that those cities expect it to be coming.
When we talk about conservation, we've talked a lot about what's happening in Nevada and Arizona, California. What are upper basin states doing?
Yeah, there are conservation efforts throughout the basin. The upper basin states have been using some of those federal dollars to pay farmers to grow less, and they're trialing programs to use less water. But when it comes to the big picture of giving up water in a permanent, long-term, broad-scale fashion, the lower basin states have been the ones to volunteer some cutbacks, and the upper basin states kind of won't budge. Realistically, if we are going to have a solution to the Colorado River crisis, it's going to come at the highest level. It's going to come out of negotiations between the seven states that use its water. And right now, they are not doing a very good job in those. And for the most part, it seems like the upper basin states have not been particularly willing to budge on their line that they will not give up a significant amount of water in the same way that the lower basin states will.
Where is the federal government in all of this?
Yeah, the federal government plays sort of an interesting role here. They kind of pull the levers on the dams and reservoirs. They actually, you know, swing into action any plans to send water differently. But they listen to what the states tell them when it comes to the plans for, you know, how they should pull those levers. So basically, the federal government right now is looking at the states and saying, guys, get your act together. We really do not want to not have a plan when this deadline comes. It is up to you to put your heads together and come up with something. We really don't want to have to act without you. If the states cannot agree on a plan, it would be pretty dire. The standing rules for how we manage water would go back to rules last written in the 70s, when the water picture in the West looked a lot different. There was a lot more of it and fewer people and fewer kind of unique demands.
Speaking of the feds, the Trump administration's first choice to lead the Bureau of Reclamation, Ted Cook, a longtime water manager in Arizona, has withdrawn his nomination. What's going on there?
The Bureau of Reclamation is the main agency at the federal government that manages dams and reservoirs. It is basically the main federal agency for the Colorado River. And it has been without a leader basically since the Trump administration took office. And after kind of a lot of back and forth and a lot of speculation who it might be, we finally got the nomination of Ted Cook. He is, by all accounts, an experienced water professional. He has a lot of experience at the Central Arizona Project. That is an agency that runs a big canal that basically brings water from the Colorado River to the Phoenix and Tucson areas. And when he was nominated, we started to see some quiet pushback from other states that were not Arizona. So the folks who are from the other side of the line, the upper basin states, said, hey, I don't know if we should have a guy from Arizona to be the person in charge of high-level federal Colorado River talks. There is no clear answer as to whether he would actually bring that bias in. He vehemently denied it. I talked to former colleagues of his who said they would expect him to act in an unbiased way. But the folks in the upper basin states, both, you know, federal level politicians and people at state water departments, they were quietly wringing their hands that this guy could come in and kind of tilt the scale towards the other side, towards the lower basin. And so they made a lot of noise about that. And eventually the Trump administration seems to have gotten a little concerned about that noise and asked him to withdraw his nomination.
Are you growing concerned at all that the differences between the upper and lower basin states are growing irreconcilable?
I don't think that they're irreconcilable, and I think most water experts would say the same. I think right now the people in charge of making those reconciliations are not doing a good job of that. There is a widespread agreement by the people in those negotiation rooms that we do need to use less. They just can't agree on who should have to feel the sting of those cutbacks. I'll tell you this, right now the conversation in the Colorado River Basin is a very anxious one. We have known for a long time that this supply-demand imbalance is an equation that needs to be fixed. We have known for a long time that the deadline to fix it is coming up next year, and that has not converted into urgency or action yet. There is a feeling that things could get solved before the deadline, simply because a lot of deals in the past have been forged in the 11th hour. You know, state negotiators themselves, including the one from Nevada, John Ensminger, said that the threat that the federal government provides, basically the, if you guys don't agree on something, we'll do it for you, that has compelled action in the past. He called it the federal anvil hanging over their head. So one of the last great hopes for Colorado River negotiations right now is that they do have a history of forging deals at the last minute. But that last minute is getting closer and closer by the day.
Alex Hager covers the Colorado River for KUNC Public Radio in Colorado. Alex, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me. Always a pleasure.